You take your copy of God's Word and turn to Numbers chapter 32. If you want to follow along in the Pew Bible, that's page 177. Very interesting section. And in the serendipity of the Lord, it actually sets the stage for our sermon to some degree. And Dr. Davis will pick up on that. But here we have the Israelites. They have wandered now for 40 years. They're near the end of their wanderings. The second generation has arisen. They're getting ready to enter the promised land. They conquered Og and Bashan on the eastern side of the Jordan. And as the tribes of Gad and Reuben look out across this fertile land, they have livestock. So this is perfect land for our livestock. We want to stay here. This is not part of what God promised us, the land that He promised to Abraham and to Isaac and Jacob, but this land looks really nice to us, and we want our possession here. Moses hears that and takes offense, saying, well, you're discouraging your brothers. You remember the last time you discouraged brothers when the spies went into the land and now the Lord made us wander for 40 years and you want to do this again? They said, no, that's not what we mean. We want to settle our little ones here, build fortified cities, protect them. We will go with you as armed men and we will fight to make sure you receive all the possession in the promised land. And then when that is complete, we will return to our land. And the proposal sounded good to Moses and to the Lord. And they then engage in this, as we'll hear from the word of the Lord from Joshua 1. But there's a warning given in verse 23. You may have wondered where this statement was in Scripture, but here it is for you. As Moses is saying, this plan sounds good, but if you fail to do what you promised, hear this. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. The Lord is watching us. I think the message here for the people of God is this. He expects us to encourage one another. You are not saved unto yourself. You're saved into the body of believers. And we all have a task from God to do as a part of the body. Paul talks about this as part of a human body. Some are the head, some are the foot, some are less visible parts, but all very important. And you just can't go your own way. That means your attendance at worship services is important. Your ministry within the body is important. You each have gifts and abilities. And to go your own way is not appropriate. To be a lone gunner for Jesus, as I would say in my earlier days, there is no such thing. We're all part. We're saved individually, saved as families, but we're saved in to the church. And we're gifts. We are gifts to the church. Your gifts are not for your own enjoyment alone. In fact, they're primarily for others. The other thing, the other note from this is the Lord is watching us. And He sees. Even the great and mighty that can hide things, and we all think we can hide things. Remember David, and he thought he had hidden his sin. But the Lord found out his sin. And it's a warning to all of us. Don't think that you hide your sin from the Lord. Maybe no one else in this world knows what you're doing, but the Lord does. And be sure your sin will find you out. So instead, be obedient. As these, our forefathers said, yes, we will be obedient. We will help you gain the land. And I will say this, Dr. Davis and I were talking after the first service. It looks like the Lord blessed this. This was not the original plan, but He blessed them on the east side. He said, this is now your possession. He added to the promised land, at least for quite a while. And this is where they received their possession from the Lord, on the east side of the Jordan. Two and a half of the tribes, Reuben, Gad, and a half of the tribe of Manasseh. So let us hear the word of the Lord from Numbers chapter 32, beginning at verse 1. Now the people of Reuben and the people of Gad had a very great number of livestock. And they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, And behold, the place was a place for livestock. So the people of Gad and the people of Reuben came and said to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the chiefs of the congregation, Ataroth, Dibon, Yazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Eliah, Saban, Nebo, and Baon. The land that the Lord struck down before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock. And your servants have livestock. And they said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for possession. Do not take us across the Jordan. But Moses said to the people of Gad and to the people of Reuben, shall your brothers go to the war while you sit here? Why will you discourage the heart of the people of Israel from going over into the land that the Lord has given them? Your fathers did this when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to see the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the people of Israel from going into the land that the Lord had given them. And the Lord's anger was kindled on that day, and he swore, saying, surely none of the men who came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. None, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone. And behold, you have risen in your father's place, a brood of sinful men, to increase still more the fierce anger of the Lord against Israel. For if you turn away from following him, he will again abandon them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all this people. Then they came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our livestock and cities for our little ones, but we will take up arms, ready to go before the people of Israel until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall live in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land. And we will not return to our homes until each of the people of Israel has gained his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has come to us on this side of the Jordan, to the east. So Moses said to them, if you will do this, if you will take up arms to go before the Lord for war, and every armed man of you will pass over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then after that you shall return and be free of obligation to the Lord and to Israel and to this land, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do what you have promised. And the people of Gad and the people of Reuben said to Moses, your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our livestock, and all our cattle shall remain there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will pass over, every man who is armed for war, before the Lord to battle, as my Lord orders. Thus far, the reading of God's holy and errant and life-giving word.